You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Weebum, featuring XV.
So this is Radio Free Cybertron for, December 1st, 2010. God, I'm getting old. Like this time last year, we were interviewing Stan Bush, and it was awesome and glorious.
It was awesome.
It was a better time.
Yeah, it changed my opinion of that man. I love him now. I would give my kidneys to him. So I'm Brian Kilby, and with me I have no particular order, which happens to be the order that I'm reading across the screen. Lady Rec, John DeLuna, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, Bwemum, and XV. How's it going, guys?
Yes, man!
Jazz.
Oh, you got jazz.
Oh.
Jazz hands. Does he have
jazz hands? Put it back on the screen, XV.
Power bill.
Give us a mini review.
Yeah, show it again, XV.
Yeah.
Is it awesome?
Oh, very nice.
Well, I was able to transform jazz completely in the time the intro was running, so yes.
That's great.
Yeah,
I could...
Like, you know how awful the Universe Prowl mold is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jazz is completely that much, but good.
Wow.
Like, I want to see Prowl and Blue Streak and Smokescreen done off of this mold now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why that mold sucks so bad. It just, of all the, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Sideswipe mold either, but it's better than the Prowl mold.
Yeah, I think what part of the problem is, it was the first two things they developed after doing movie toys for a year. Mm-hmm. You know, they were still getting back into the feel of doing toys that make sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really want it. I've yet to find it. I've hit up, like, every single Walgreens. You got that at Kmart, though, didn't you?
Yes, I did. They're turning up at Kmart quite a bit. And in some places, they're ringing up at, like, $7.99.
Yeah, you got it for seven, you got it for $8, didn't you?
I got it for $12 because it didn't ring up at all.
I would go to Kmart, but we don't have Kmart here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I have to go 45 minutes in, like, either direction to get to a Kmart.
I have a closer Kmart than Walmart, but the only thing showing up there is, like, jack and crap.
I grew up near Kmart, and the Kmart is really sad. It's getting every time I go back there, it looks worse and worse.
So, when I grew up, again, I was white trash, dirt poor.
Was?
Yes. Well, I think I've done a little better, but maybe not. So, like, we would dress up and go and eat at the little cafe inside of Kmart. That was, like, you know, fine cuisine for me and my family.
That sounds good.
It was
that
pretty good.
Like fine cuisine to me.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I still remember their burgers. They were delicious.
Actually,
I still remember getting G.I. Joe figures there. Man, that place was great.
Eject, Ramhorn, and one of the Firecons. I remember particularly coming from that Kmart.
I got Eject and Rewind and Steeljaw and I guess Ramhorn there. So, yeah.
And this Ultimate Warrior Slushy Cup.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into the news. So it looks like we have more pictures of the Laser Rod Optimus from KO Toys, who just seems to be rocking and rolling when it comes to stolen toy. When it comes to pictures of.
Look, he's got a Chinese source.
They're preview images, sir.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that they're stolen, but they're nice looking pictures. I want it. I don't know that I like it as much as I did like it. Because those shoulders are just kind of funky.
Well, here's the cool part, though. There's actually a matrix molded into his chest that you can see behind the windows in robot mode.
Did G2 Prime did Laser Prime ever wield the matrix? He actually never showed up in any fiction, so.
In Japanese, like, story pages and little mini comics.
Well, TV magazine or something?
Yeah.
Didn't he use the matrix when fighting the swarm, or was that they inhaled him and then.
Well, he wasn't Laser Prime at that. He was G2 Prime, but he wasn't Laser. And he rose as what? Hero Prime?
Yeah, that was before the laser toy came out.
Yeah, that was for ooh, he has a place to stow the sword. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I am loving the Generations toys.
Short, though.
Yeah.
I can deal with it. It looks like a great figure.
I'll take it.
Yeah. It looks like an Optimus I can transform in one try, unlike the Revenge of the Fallen Leader Prime that, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what Optimus Prime is good for transforming in one shot?
Speed Stars.
Oh. Well, yeah, probably. But I don't have that.
The shampoo one?
No, is that, that's the... is that the...
Ultimate Battle Prime.
Ah, yes. I never opened that. So is that worth actually opening?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
no.
Did you pay money for it?
I did.
No.
Okay.
I didn't realize he could do that spinning thing until I was like, what the hell? Like, he's flipping around. It was like loose, just spinning. Like, what the crap?
Okay, so Transformers Prime will begin airing regularly in February. And how many episodes? What, 26?
Come on, Amy, tell us how you really feel.
I'm not happy about that. I think it sucks. We got five episodes, and then we have to wait a month and a half? Really? Come on!
That's not that bad. I mean, at least we're getting something.
A month and a half.
You got the holidays, you know. Most shows nowadays are pretty much ending this week or next week.
Let's see here. We waited what?
It's February. That's 2 months.
We waited what, 9 years for Beast Wars?
Yeah.
So I mean, I can wait a month and a half.
What was the Chad Monster says it's 26 episodes.
What was the time frame between the Beast Wars two-parter? And the rest of the season one. Elsa, who wasn't it?
I remember the two-parter airing in, like, April of 96, and the series didn't start till I think, the fall.
Yeah, I remember it was quite some time there.
I mean, it was like a special preview thing. They advertised for it that way, even.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at it this way, guys. The Hub has only so much more time to show the Muppets Take Manhattan over and over and over again. Until
I kind of like Muppets Take Manhattan, though,
I do, to be honest.
But
I saw it too many times this weekend.
It's like they're getting, like, old Showtime movies. They should get, like, the Garbage Pail Kids movie next.
For God's sakes.
Oh, Short Circuit 2.
What's that?
Ooh,
I could go for some Short Circuit 2.
Mm.
Okay, so let's see here. So we're getting what? Optimus Prime frozen in ice statue? Oh, it's, wow. It's an Optimus Prime ice statue, not
it's
frozen
an
ice.
Sculpture, yeah.
Yeah,
it's an ice sculpture.
I saw that.
Cool, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's cool. Yeah, I get it because it's ice.
I should click on the links before I read what people have written.
I get it. Yeah, that's good.
I didn't even mean it like that. But
I do like I like that better than the statue that they had at BotCon of Optimus that, you know, you could walk up and, like, bump your head into his butt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but this one's better, Brian, because you can go and stick your tongue on this one and get it stuck.
You can actually chip this one off and put it in your drink, like Delicious Shearwine.
Oh, nice.
Just walk under it.
I'll put his finger in my drink.
Right, all sentient beings.
Yes.
There's some cold dripping on my head. Oh, hi, Optimus.
God.
Optimus tried to take my Four Loko.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Optimus, you will not take my Four Loko.
So, since I've relaxed my sphincter on the whole third-party accessory market...
you found something you like.
Yeah, basically. So, we're starting to incorporate more of this into news. Because, you know, if Hasbro hasn't cracked down on it, you know, they've got to think this stuff is cool. So, they're trying to ignore it. There's a Big Bad Toy Store exclusive hardhead kit. And it's like the comic hardhead.
Yeah, it's the same one as before, except they changed it to have the comic design face, and they reversed the color of the weapon.
I like it.
That's pretty sharp.
I'm going to have to... XV found a hardhead at Ross this weekend, or this week. Yeah, I'm going to have to go looking for a hardhead.
Real hardhead?
Well, I mean, it's a universe hardhead.
Sometimes you got to look for some hardhead.
Let me tell you about this hardhead I got.
Keep it moving.
Well, I didn't make it.
Well, Rob,
I didn't want to make it that sound that bad.
But yeah.
Like sinkers.
God. So
backtrack. This is all Brian's fault.
Yeah, it is my fault. Everything is my fault.
It's always Brian's fault.
Basically, that is
true.
Hold
on, I'm retaining myself. Something about hardhead made Brian release his sphincter, and whoa!
Awesome!
Oh,
best Moonfall show ever.
So, there's a Transformers 3 trailer to run with Narnia, so I will not be seeing it.
Yeah,
I think I'll be downloading that one.
Great.
Though
it's running with Tron too.
Oh, okay. I probably
Billy will tell us how it works.
I will see it. I will see it. I do want. I would kill though to see Aslan in Transformers 3. That would be so awesome.
He just steps all the fight, and he steps up.
Shit. I mean, it makes sense. They definitely kill off a main character, and then they bring him back later.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to kill him.
So, well, our Optimus, does that mean...
You guys are sucking hardcore. We're bringing this guy back.
That makes Optimus, what, the Jesus archetype of Transformers, basically?
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. Yeah. Sweet. Okay, so we are getting... Are these knockoffs? These look they look like knockoffs. Thank God. I didn't
they
think
are, to... Okay, what they are is bootleg Legos that form bootleg Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's meta and beautiful.
It is. That's And you know what's even worse? You know the official Takara building block Transformers?
Yeah.
We talked about last year? These look better than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, these look fun.
Yeah. And they're probably a hell of a lot cheaper, too.
Yeah, probably.
They may, like, shatter into sharp shards.
We'll probably find these at Big Lots.
Maybe.
So, I mean,
I love the box. 100 changes, Jin Gang.
I forgot about that.
Deformation super robot.
None likes gin ganging. I think I bought one of those at the gas station up next to the 40.
With your Four Loko.
The one looks like an X-Wing. That's pretty awesome.
And you know, it doesn't look lame like the Transformers crossovers X-Wing. Is that Luke?
Yeah.
Except for you mean the Build-A-Rule one?
Well, no, the crossover Star Wars figure.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if it was Biggs, I would buy it. If I had a mustache.
The Luke is the best one because
what if it was Porkins?
Take Luke out and you'll crap him out in robot mode. Where he falls right out of his butt.
Wow. Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. I discovered that shortly.
I need to buy that.
Yeah, it's great. Poopin' Luke.
Poopin' Luke. So, it's kind of off subject, but did anyone else see the Wii game that has the baby that you, like, shove the Wiimote up its butt?
Yes.
That's awesome.
No.
Well,
are you playing, what kind of game is this, like, shaking?
It's like a home ec game where you pretend that you're a mommy.
Yeah.
Wait, Peter, are you shaking the baby?
The shaking baby.
Yes.
Shaking baby, yeah. It's the Michael Jackson game where you hold the baby over that language.
Is that what the Michael Jackson game is?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But no, you don't really shove it up the baby's butt. It's just, I kind of wish that you did.
Well, there's
kind of wish it was
bit.
Shoved up the
Why do you wish that?
Because it would be funnier.
Where you take care of a baby by shoving a remote up its butt and shaking it violently.
Yeah.
God.
And then it's like the Wii remote works like where you track the vibrations on those things, and it's basically like, how many times can you shake this baby?
I think I just changed my stance on violent video games.
I have too.
Yeah, like, this one should definitely be.
It's pretty sweet.
Don't get me wrong, I don't like kids, but wow.
Wrapped a nunchuck around its throat for its next me game.
Okay, so
skipping
ahead.
that one for new
best
sound.
Show ever.
I have no idea what this is. It's a YouTube link, so I'm not going to click it. Who wrote this? XV, did you put this in? The more model awesome.
I think Peter did that.
Bweebum? Huh? What is this?
No, the YouTube was not me.
No, I think it's an extended version of something else.
Oh, that's not supposed to be YouTube. My bad. I'll change the link. It's the Nukabaya model kits.
Ooh, what are they?
Nice. God Genrai, God Bomber, and Starscream.
Ooh.
Yeah, let me get the link. I'm sorry. I thought I copy-pasted wrong, I guess.
Awesome.
How big do those kits end up when they're put together?
About the size of a Legends toy. About the size of a Legends toy, a little bigger. Somewhere between Legends and Scout. Kind of like a mini-bot. Oh.
See, what I want one of these third parties to do, you know, there's the Legends Optimus Prime coming out. Somebody needs to make a Power Master-style trailer armor for that.
No, it's about the size of a Legends, because here's Legends Cosmos, and he's about the same size as the...
But no, I want Power Master armor for the Legends Optimus Prime that's coming out that, like, bumps it up to a deluxe size.
God Genrai looks... God Bomber and Genrai look awesome. Wow, so can you put Genrai and God Bomber together? Yeah, to make God Genrai. That's sweet as pie.
Yeah, I still haven't got the last waves. Like, these Kabaya model kits are better than classics to me.
They're nice. Yeah. I was totally shocked. I bought some from Captured Prey, Orson Sidecutter's store, at BotCon just on a whim because I actually wanted to buy something from – I actually never met Sidecutter until this year. I'm not – you know, chatted with him on like Alt Toys Transformers and stuff for like a decade but never met him. So I walked up and just bought that, and I was totally, totally pleased with it. They're nice.
Yeah, they are. The only annoying part about the two Prime ones is putting their faces on. Maybe Star Saber. Star Saber's actually, he looks nice, but he's not. He's slightly annoying.
Optimus Prime and face just goes together.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Put on my face.
Put on my face. And I guess in the last bit of news this week for non-comic stuff, since Amy's going to go into the comic news, because I have no clue. Transformers Happy Meals are back.
Yay! Unfortunately, there's no coupons on this round.
There's not. But you know what? I like these.
They're nice.
I mean, for God's sakes, I mean, look. You just saw the missile fly by the camera. The missiles are like, you could choke a kid with these. They're awesome.
Yeah. I got the Prime.
What is it with violence to children today?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
It's repressed after Kenner.
The new economy.
Yeah. Yes.
You can't open your mouth. Here comes Harder.
That's really nice. So, you know, they don't transform, but they're decent. They're the scout sized, and they shoot missiles. So, I've got Bumblebee and I've got Megatron. Rob, how is Optimus?
Pretty crappy. But
I like these way more than the last Happy Meal toys.
Well, I like figurines anyway, so I was sold. But Optimus doesn't have any cool. He's got like a fold out sword, and he's got a flashlight, and my flashlight don't work.
Flashlight or fleshlight?
Probably fleshlight.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. We're going blue this week.
Welcome. I'm back. Welcome to our descent into madness.
Yes.
Man, we should take two week breaks more often.
Yeah. I didn't take a break. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He's got some sort of flashlight in his fist, but mine's flashlight doesn't work, which is probably for the best. Cause it's probably like crap red light or something.
I know there are too many Transformers podcasts, but remember I was talking about doing a second one that's kind of just like more blue and like laid back and crazy.
So that would be this show?
That would be this week's show, yeah.
Like
yeah.
This is the test run for that.
Yes.
We are there.
We're sorry.
Okay, but yeah, pretty sweet.
Already there. Beat you to it.
Yeah.
Now, this is RSC, the superhero time version.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I was trying to explain to my wife, Kim, what's so great about superhero time. I'm like, you know, I don't have a clue what's going on.
Superhero time?
What?
I said, would you explain to me what's so great about superhero time?
It's funny. Even though I have no idea what's going on, I still really enjoy listening to it. That's rare. I mean, there are a lot of things where I don't have a clue. I like the people on the show, and the chemistry is great. So, I would like to do a show where you don't have to know what's going on. And sometimes RSC is that way. Exactly. Exactly. But right. It's not a disaster. It's just fun and chill. I like that. I like that. I like that about superhero time. So,
did you get Kim to understand?
No.
Oh, you're
never understand.
No, she didn't understand at all. She didn't understand the love for Fort Max or anything.
Oh, you gotta love Fort Max.
Fort Max is awesome.
He's got all the best lines.
He has made that show. But yeah, so no, just sorry for this side. But I really like these Happy Meal toys. Bumblebee is not very poseable. Megatron is way more poseable. He actually has 6 points of articulation. That's more than most G1 toys. I mean, these aren't bad at all. I mean, they're very simplistic, but
I was thinking about it. It's like, the Beast Wars Happy Meal toys are pretty good, and when they look like vehicles, they're kind of crappy. So maybe it's like, okay, budget toys don't really work into the vehicle transformation figures, but and then we kill people.
Yes, awesome. So one thing we're doing different as of last week. John is sort of our social media guru now. He's sort of watching the chat room.
Monitoring the chat. Or as I like to say, the chat monster.
The chat monster.
It's kind of this big conglomerate think tank. And then I'm also tweeting as the mood strikes me. Actually, while you guys were talking, I found some ratings information for Transformers Prime and G.I. Joe Renegades.
Oh, really?
Have you posted that yet?
No. Well, what is it?
Can you
share that, sir?
I don't think I've heard of this. Yes. So, okay, let's see here.
So for Transformers Prime / G.I. Joe Renegades, I guess they lumped them together as kind of one time window doing these ratings. For the special programming on Friday, Black Friday, let's see here. Compared to the week prior, they doubled the household income, households watching the show.
Wow.
I wish they doubled the household income.
I could use that.
Yeah, well, I wish. Yeah, I wish, right? and then let's see here. Compared to the, against the 4 weeks prior, and this is specifically for Transformers Prime. So that time slot compared to the 4 weeks before Transformers Prime on Black Friday, kids 2 to 11 increased 219%. Kids 6 to 11 increased 140%. And, ooh, here's a good one. So adults 18 to 49.
That's like the magic market. That's what you go
increased
for.
Increased 507%.
Holy crap.
Wow.
So, wow. Okay, now, what did that replace
the number of adults who were watching?
What did that replace that day, Men in Black and Batman Beyond?
I'm just saying.
As long as family ties still come
along,
guys.
Where's that link there, John? Can you send me that link?
I mean, Transformers is gold. I mean, if this isn't because of G.I. Joe. I mean, I love G.I. Joe, don't get me wrong, but G.I. Joe is not the property that Transformers is.
Transformers Prime, just for that. So like I said, they lumped them together for a couple things, but for the two back-to-back half-hour episodes of Transformers Prime and Black Friday, yeah.
But do we have raw numbers on that? Because that's still not going to touch, I guarantee, the same amount of viewers that, say, Cartoon Network has.
No. I mean, this is a tiny audience. We're talking about, like, let's see here, like kids 2 to 11. Let me see here. We're talking about, like, in the tens of thousands, like less than 100,000 kids.
Oh.
That's a minute amount. Even when you expand it to, like, kids 2, let's see here, kids 2 to 11. Let's see here. Like I said, less than 100,000. Adults, still less than 100,000.
I wonder what the numbers on animated.
Everybody is like counting everybody. It looks like it's 176,000, something like that. So I mean, we're talking like it's a tiny number.
Yeah,
it's
not that small.
Small emerging channel. What you gonna do?
But yeah. Still, I mean, the fact that they've increased it that much is great.
Small growing channel that's not basic cable.
Is it based? It's not basic cable. It's digital.
It's definitely not basic cable.
Yeah, you got to have digital some sort satellite of upgraded package on cable.
Cool.
Because I still have all sorts of channels I'm not supposed to have with my TV, and that one still won't show up.
Awesome.
Got like 70 golf channels, though.
There are 70 golf channels.
Right. Well, it's like you wouldn't believe how many high definition versions of TBS there are.
Why would you want to watch TBS in high def?
I don't know, but for some reason...
Is Family Matters really that good, up-res?
No, well, I hit channel scan.
Recorded in HD?
No, you'd have to up-res it. Though, oh my god, I was watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer yesterday. Up-res'd, it looked amazing.
Oh, really?
I can't believe how well it looks. How great it looks.
It was the first time that it was like digitally remastered or something.
It looks fantastic. So.
That's because it's stop-motion models. It's not like... hand-drawn animation or whatever that can just look worse at a certain point. This is like, oh, we can see like every little pit of these little models. No, not with like Frosty. It's like, oh, look, I can see the blood of an animation worker. Oh, Jesus.
Awesome.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, Amy, what's going on in the comic universe?
Okay, well, last week I got Sector 7, but I didn't get a chance to read it, and I finally got a chance to read it.
Do you regret that?
It's kind of half and half. The story's not bad, but the thing is that this issue, there's less importance on Transformers. It's more humans. But we learned that Sim's daughter carries on the legacy quite well. And that if you're a bank robber, don't trust the first transforming car that you find because it will inevitably become obsessed with one of you and drive you to your doom.
Which one did it become obsessed with?
Well, this one had Bonnie and Clyde in it, so the Transformer became obsessed with Bonnie.
It'd be funnier if it became obsessed with Clyde.
Maybe it would have been, but yeah. Anyhow, the art is by Chi, the writer is John Byrne.
Wait, Chi?
Chi, yes.
Is it the same Chi that worked for XV, you know what I'm talking about? The guy...
Comics.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Wasn't that C-H-I?
I thought it was C-H-E. He was the guy who claimed to have the Transformers license, like, back in 1999, 2000. Oh. For bench press. It was bench press, wasn't it?
I mean, I saw this in the show notes when I was working on it last night, and I actually looked it up. I don't think it's the same guy.
Okay, that's something I'm going to check on the wiki later.
I did.
I was going to say, she's also done the Bumblebee Mini.
Yeah, okay, probably not the same one.
It's affiliation or attempt of affiliation.
So yeah.
It's probably a different guy.
That was historic and classical. That's just for people out there listening, it was just sort of this. There wasn't a lot going on in Transformers like 8-9 years ago. So everything, even the smallest minute little thing, caused a lot of drama. And there was a guy who claimed that he had the Transformers license, and he drew kind of funny looking, not great art around it. And he he photoshopped it over like real vistas and things, and it was hilarious.
That would cause a lot of drama.
it was hilarious.
He also got into heated open conflicts with other prominent artists at the time.
Yeah, and these prominent artists at the time actually have like real jobs now.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Amy. Sorry.
The art was fine. It seemed to fit the era, but and I've got no complaints. So, yeah. Pick up Sector 7 if you want more humans in your Transformers.
More humans than humans.
Next week is going to be Ongoing 14. And there's another Mosaic up, and that's pretty much it for the comic world this week. Oh, Transformers Ironhide trade paperback is out.
Would you recommend that we buy that?
I don't know. You guys are kind of hard bought.
We're jaded.
No.
Really?
Would you recommend it to anybody else other than these hard asses? I mean,
Amy, would you recommend checking it out of the library if they get it?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a hard ass, and I would recommend reading the first three issues and then just cut it. Just stop.
Oh, Rob, the pictures you're showing, is that the zines you were talking about?
Yeah, you're saying about 7-6 years ago, so I'm showing some zines. This is one drawn by Zobivore.
Let me put that on camera. Go ahead and throw that up.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Zob's a good artist. Yeah. I keep forgetting that he was an artist. I mean, but yeah. Yep.
And here's funniness. How about an ad for Transcon 97?
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Full color, baby. Because you know what? On the back is stapled. Prior to Cybertron.com, Ryan, however you say his last name, had Transform newsletter.
So who is this? Is this someone we know?
Ryan,
it's like 6-point font.
East Kyoto, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say his last name. The guy who runs Cybertron had a paid.
Oh, okay, newsletter. Cool.
So he had like a mail-out newsletter?
Yep.
There are lots of newsletters around. I remember I first met Rose Tersey from her newsletter that she did. It was an e-zine, but now I know her pretty well. Galvatron. That's awesome. That is nice.
That's really nice.
Overlord 2.
So, it's interesting. Was it Hey Mickey XV that said that he had several zines that he acquired of Sentai that Doug Dlin actually wrote the articles in?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Doug is awesome, and it's just awesome that you would find something that he did.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and take a quick break and... No. Before we do, JD.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what happened this week in history?
It's kind of a bad situation, isn't it?
Yeah. So, 2004. War Within, the Age of Wrath number 3.
Oh, wait. So it wasn't War Within. It was a sequel of War Within.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the good one.
Right. It was the good one? Subline.
I liked the original War Within. I.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not much better.
Transformers 2.
Oh. That's the comic stuff, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like the Devil's Due stuff. Huh?
Which one did Jay Lee do? He did the Devil's Due stuff, didn't he? No, he did the Dreamwave?
Who?
Jay Lee.
Oh, I don't know.
That doesn't matter. No, nope, I didn't. Oh, I didn't read it. I don't care.
Never mind.
So there you go. Great.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Let's
now
go ahead.
You know.
And knowing is half the battle. Half the battle.
Yeah.
What is the other half? Is?
So do the Transformers have a catchphrase like that that we're supposed to remember?
Well, what was it? There was one. There were a couple of promos that were made, a couple of those.
Yeah, they
showed up on the DVDs, but they weren't that really memorable.
They did the whole knowing is half the battle line.
Did they?
Did they really? Yeah. Wow.
It was on the, those were on the Rhino DVDs, weren't they?
Yeah. Rhino DVDs. Also the 2004 game, they're like unlockables.
The Armada game?
All that.
Yeah. Neat. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like that Minicon hidden in a tree that's like you just don't want to get to because it's too hard. You don't care anymore. It's one of those, you know.
Nice. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll return momentarily.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Hey, everybody. It's your old friend, John DeLuna. And do you like video games? Do you like people who like video games? Well, if so, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. It's the weekly video game podcast of record. News, rumors, in-depth discussion of new and retro gaming, plus the occasional contest or giveaway. So if you game, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. Check us out at tfradio.net, a proud member of the Transformers Internet Radio Network.
The third strike, you're on a Street Fighter 3.
Radio Free Cybertron!
Superhero time, Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Super Sentai, and lots of burning justice. Check out Superhero Time at tfradio.net. Superhero Time, here we go. We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So, we are back. I wanted to remind everyone about our contest. It's our big year-end contest. We are giving away lots of awesome stuff, some comics, some toys, and miscellaneous stuff. We are giving away. One winner will receive a blur from Generations. Another winner will receive, Generations Dark Mount, who's awesome. If you don't have him, here's your chance. In the comic realm, three winners will win a hardcover of Transformers Showdown, the Titan comic, Titan Trade. One winner will win a hardcover copy of All Fall Down. One winner will receive a soft cover. We were giving away a lot of comics. Soft cover of Last Stand. Not Last Stand of the Wreckers, but Last Stand. Again, a Titan trade. One winner will receive Matrix Quest. Two winners will each receive a copy of Treason. Also, we have a winner who will receive the large format trade, Titan Trade, second generation. That's one of the UK comics. Two winners will win a copy of, again, a large size trade, Fallen Angels. And two winners will receive a copy of Target 2006, which is, again, a large size Titan trade. One winner will receive, man, we are giving away a lot of stuff. We love you as listeners. One winner will receive Perchance to Dream, which is the small form factor black and white comic. It's a Titan trade. And two winners will receive Earth Force, again, the small format black and white trade. One winner will receive the Titan Transformers magazine from August 2009. And another winner will receive the Transformers Titans magazine from September 2009. Another winner will receive, and if I had it handy, I would show you, the awesome Fanboy vs. Clog, which is awesome. Again, actually, I'll say it three times. It's awesome. And we'll have a winner will win extra large an E&I t-shirt.
Again?
It's a Fanboy vs. Clog.
Oh,
there it is.
That looked awesome.
Actually, let me...
Oh, it's awesome.
JD's okay. Holding
Let me put JD.
It's very awesome.
Yeah,
I was just wondering what it was.
It's awesome. I love that clock. And JD, tell us about Fanboy Versus. What is Fanboy Versus again?
Hey, Fanboy Versus. That's our comic book podcast. It stars Chris Triplett, Chris McFeely, and myself. We do that every Sunday at 4:30 Eastern time.
And Fanboy Versus is now affiliated with
Comic News International. So we're partnered, affiliated with them. We're going to be posting there. I don't know what we're going to do all with that. So it's kind of. It's kind of a new thing, something we started, but very awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Partnered with them. And I do want to mention real quick, if anybody that's listening to this show listens to Fanboy Versus, I think we're going to do like a year-end wrap-up thing. So if you want to be thinking about questions or things that you want us to talk about on the show, just like mention that or
way to go, Rob.
Back to the show queue, to the RFC queue on Twitter, I guess.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah.
And, you know, questions. And just do maybe a hashtag FBV. Would that work?
We get so few people tweeting to us. I think we can sort it out, JD.
Right. But that would be like, fun, right? I always wanted to invent hashtags, so there you go.
Okay.
Usually it says LOL at TF Radio.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lols.
Okay. Yes. So also, we are giving away, like I said, an extra large ENI t-shirt. And how do you win, you ask? It's really simple. You don't have to do anything. We just have to know you exist. Like JD said, Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at TF Radio. You can become a fan on Facebook, which is facebook.com/TF Radio. You can join our crowd at ustream.tv, which is really simple. Just go to ustream.tv/channel/radio-free-cybertron, or you can just go to tfradio.net/contests for that, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is at you can actually find a link for both YouTube and Ustream at tfvideo.net. So what we'll do is we will select the winner on our last show of the year, which is the December 29th show. So you have until then to sign up. It's really easy. You can find out all the details at tfradio.net/contest.
And everybody's getting into this like social media thing anyway, so you don't want to be left behind.
No.
It's what the cool kids are doing.
Yeah, you don't want to be like exactly. Your grandma or anything. I mean, if you're not like on Ustream, you're not like anybody. So we're trying to peer pressure you into this, yeah. People.
I mean, everybody else is doing it. You may as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Yeah, but seriously, on the Farmville note, guys, I'm not helping you out. Quit requesting.
No. Yeah, like my ex-sister-in-law, I've got to say this, she doesn't work or anything, but she sits around and plays Farmville all day. So she sends me like requests to play Farmville. Become a fan of Farmville. Become a fan of Farmville Cash. So I created a page that says, quit playing Farmville and get a job. She hasn't, since sending that to her, she hasn't nice. Sent me a thing.
Very nice.
Yes. So, okay. So I'm awesome. I'm a jerk. Okay. So let's go ahead.
You're sheep.
Let's take a real quick side track and just talk about Transformers Prime because we kind of have to because it's like the new thing. So as far as the
first, but don't spoil it for us.
Yeah.
What is this again?
No. It's Transformers Prime, which is the new Transformers series on the Hub. Uh-huh. Pretty sweet. So,
has everybody seen it?
No.
Not everybody.
I have. Have you? Did you like see it via some means, Lady Wreck?
I did. I went on to YouTube and then I downloaded the torrent.
Without getting too spoilery, yes. What do we think?
I like it. My kids like it. I had that after I watched it. I sat them down to watch it. They want to watch again. We've watched it like 3 times already.
I watched it twice, and I have to say, on the second viewing, I liked it a lot better, and I liked it to begin with.
It's enjoyable.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's entertaining. It keeps you engaged.
Entertained.
Yeah,
you know, it keeps you. I mean, you know, you follow
on
it.
The toes.
It's not perfect. I mean, it's almost like it's a children's show or something.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that.
It's as if they're trying to sell you something. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is trying to be cool. Like,
you know,
there's like some vibe of it, like trying to be not a kid's show in some way.
Yeah, but that seems to be kind of already kind of diminishing for the look how serious we are, guys, to just enjoy the show.
I mean, I'm going to spoil this because you must be spoiled. It features the best thing in Transformers history. Zombie Cliff Jumper.
Oh, yeah.
I seriously love Zombie Cliff Jumper.
They did take, like, it was really kind of weird that the way it turned to Zombie Cliff Jumper, it was just, it kind of just threw him away. And now it makes sense why they got Dwayne Johnson to be.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. TF Geek for Life in the chat says that it's kind of like a – it feels like a darker version of Beast Wars, and it really does. And it's not just because it's CG. Maybe it's a little because it's CG, but it's not just – yeah, not just because.
I guess, John. It's like Beast Machines.
Looking over like you know, the fandom and such, what's the general consensus of people who have watched it?
I think it's pretty positive. I think our opinions are pretty indicative of the opinions at large, which is kind of surprising given that
we're a whiny fandom.
We're whiny, and it's tied pretty closely to the movie. You know, I mean, that's kind of like its cousin, its first cousin.
Yeah, in the game, in War for Cybertron.
Kind of, you know, people have like, you know, just kind of received this warmly. Just surprising that, you know, it's tied so closely to the movie and people haven't let that affect their opinion.
And, yeah, I mean, it makes me like the movie just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Are you saying it's tied close to the movie because of the
thematically
producers, or
it's thematically, creatively, thematically, even visually? It's, you know, it's clearly a descendant of the movie.
Yeah.
They're literally like, okay, kids, you know, all those 6,000 bumblebees on the shelf? There he is.
Yep.
You know, there's no Prime toys, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, JD.
Well, except for that Bulkhead. I want that.
The Bulkhead is nice. I would love a version of that. I really like the design. Even though, Chris Triplett from Family Versus, he doesn't like the Bulkhead character at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, is this a new one?
Yeah.
He says he's basically movie Ironhide, but in a different body.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it's kind of like a mashup between that and animated Bulkhead. I think at times he has that sort of Bulkhead demeanor from animated, as far as maybe the intelligence level, but more attitude-wise,
traffic.
Well, without being too spoilery, because we're not allowed to be right now,
we can be spoilery next week.
Okay, because it seems to be easing in, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
I mean, it's still finding itself, clearly. Like, the writing and the even the tone of it, it's kind of, you know, it kind of skips around. It's not really consistent. But, I mean, I'll give it, after seeing three eps, personally, I've seen three episodes, you know, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, because it is improving, you know, with each episode, almost with each scene, it seems to be getting
stronger. He's got a little more.
And what you would expect, that it's new.
Yeah, I mean, it's brand new.
Yeah.
It's so, almost hard to judge it with only three episodes.
That's true.
It is three out of five.
My first impression of animated was that I didn't like it, and I had to get like a couple of episodes into it where I finally.
I was only lukewarm toward animated when it first started, and I was downright hostile toward Beast Wars. So.
Yeah, hey, but you kind of suck.
Yeah, I know. JD, what are your complaints? You're not the biggest fan of this show.
Well, I mean.
The lack of
Buckley's
voice, maybe?
He needs a voice.
Yeah, I mean, there's little things like that where I think it's trying too hard to be movie universe.
Yeah.
And that's kind of annoying.
My kid said that. My kid said, what happened to Bumblebee's voice?
I want to stay with the boy.
You know, there's a couple of things where I think they're trying to be crafty and it just doesn't end up being crafty to me. Like that, like doing the Bumblebee voice. Like Soundwave only, you know, playing back other recordings instead of having his own voice. I mean, the voice cast is excellent, you know, I mean, for the voice cast there, I mean, that's really good.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately the characterizations seem really flat. I mean, for being a 3D show, the characterizations are really flat to me. For the most part.
I haven't
part.
Seen enough There's of not, the animation to make a...
I save Ratchet. One character, which is Ratchet, but that's just because I love...
Old Jeffrey Ratchet. Combs is way... Jeffrey Combs is awesome. I'm going to keep referring to him as Wayoon, though, by mistake.
No, but I love crotchety old characters, and, you know, so...
Yeah.
That I like. But, I mean, but that's really the only character with, I think, any kind of decent depth. All of the other characters are just caricatures of something rather than...
How many original characters do we have, though? Not just in Transformers, but just in general. I mean, how often is a new character or archetype created? Rarely.
Well, but I mean, there's a difference between an archetype and something being, like, like feeling like a
fleshed out
character, right? And I think you get that in like Beast Wars, like with Optimus. I think you get a feeling of age and depth, whereas Optimus in this series just seems generally...
I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial. When it boils... But it's true. When it boils down to it, Gary Chalk is a much better, much more defined actor and voice actor than Peter Cullen.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
I mean, there's no way around it. I mean...
Yeah, I'm in agreeance.
Yeah, I you know... I think everybody gets excited about Peter Cullen because he's the original, but I think if you're
Gary Chalk's way better
ability to make a character, Gary Chalk is better. So I mean, I'm not real impressed with most of the cast though. Okay, two characters. I'm sorry. I'll also give starting with three because I can't say much about it. I started to become more interested in Starscream, but.
I don't like Starscream.
I said I like Starscream before anyway.
It has nothing to do with characterization. I really hate Starscream's robot mode, but I love his vehicle mode.
Hello?
Mm.
Rob's on the phone.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I would definitely agree with Jake.
Like, what's up?
Episode 3 is a good Starscream episode. So that's not spoily, but if you like Starscream, you should probably like episode 3.
I will watch it as soon as we're done with New Soundwave then.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it later. Even much later. But yes.
I mean, I agree. I think this is one of the best Starscream episodes. It's the most interesting anyway. It's not the typical, you know, where Starscream is either just completely in defiance of Megatron or that he's completely loyal to him. There's a lot of gray area within this character, and I like that a lot. So, I don't know. I just think, and the kids are really annoying. Oh, God.
Yeah.
God, kids, they're annoying as hell. Especially the girl. The girl really bothers me.
She has attitude.
No, but that, which is fine. I mean, okay, whatever. But the thing is that she's got this accent that I can't figure it out.
My wife and I were trying to dissect that right before the show.
She's supposed to be Japanese.
She's supposed to be Japanese, but she sounds Latina. Almost.
It's not. Eastern
European. Yeah, but it's still not even that. And that's what I mean. It's like, and even Amanda and I were listening. We're going, I have no idea what that's supposed to be. It sounds like nothing.
Maybe that's why they kept trying to hammer into your brain that she's a Japanese exchange student.
Because the CG doesn't convey that very well.
A lot of your understanding of what someone's voice is saying, and by extension how it sounds, is interpreting how their lips move. And if the CG doesn't sync, if the animation doesn't sync the lips, you have to rely a lot more on the actual auditory part and not the visual. So there may be something throwing you off there, too.
That makes sense.
Me personally, I'm not really thrilled with her, but that I haven't seen enough of her really to say that I'm not quite sure what they're doing with her at this point.
What
you're saying is it's just kind of you're not quite sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not going to spoil it, but I'll just say that she features more prominently into episode 3.
And I'm definitely looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and table this. Let's table this and come back next week, and we'll go into spoiler territory. By that point, you have no excuse. So.
We'll die.
Yeah, by next.
If you're a real Transformers fan, you've already listened to it.
Well, if you're a real Transformers fan and you have no scruples, yeah, you've already. But if you're one of the goody goodies who won't,
I do have one thing.
Free. You're not breaking any laws.
Not really. Maybe. Bleepin, what do you want to share?
Just one more final thing about the animation is that it teeters back and forth. Like, it goes from, oh, wow, this animation's really cool, to, man, this animation's really terrible.
I don't think it looks any better than Beast Machines.
No, it doesn't. And Beast Machines was 10 years ago.
Beast Machines had more ambiance.
The robots are fine.
It was set on Cybertron, so
yeah.
It looks better. Inherently looks better.
Yeah.
The people look terrible.
No, So, like, when they show, like, RC or something like that, when she's transforming and fighting and stuff, she's really cool looking. But then when they were outside of that school and
it's
stuff.
It's really sparse. Like, I mean, they're...
Yeah, like, the back was awful, you know, like, the... It's just, like, the detail is just lacking in terms of CGI and everything. Yeah. It's like they rushed certain...
And maybe
it's because they rushed certain parts of the that five-part series or something. I'm not
sure as the show progresses, hopefully they'll have more models to pull from, so we'll have more characters. So
that's very good potential.
Yeah,
that you know it'll get better.
I think it gets better. I think so. So let's, like I said, let's go ahead and table this. Let's take a quick break, and we will be right back with our topic.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Hey, this is JD from Fanboy Versus. Join me, Chris Triplett, and Chris McFeely live every Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, or download the podcast. We'll discuss the week's biggest comic news, as well as review the current week's best issues. So tune in to Fanboy Versus, right here on the TF Radio Network.
In a cold, far away world.
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Fighting the war for Cybertron till all are one.
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight in disguise. Transformers.
Battle Pig!
Battle this.
It's heavy metal crunching time as Optimus Prime goes toe to toe with Combat Megatron. Prime is one tough dude underneath his hood. He's a Transformer missile fire phenomenon. Combat Megatron is combat armed. His mighty mega missiles are slamming. He can mad out more for use mega force, but Combat Optimus is still standing.
All right, Optimus!
Over here.
Transformers! Yeah!
Transformers Generation 2, new Combat Optimus Prime and new Combat Megatron, each sold separately.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
We are back with our topic. No, Transformers Prime was not our topic. We just wanted to cover that so that we can, you know, be like
get
topical. Yeah, and get it out of
we
us.
We are insane.
We are insane. So we will be back next week with like a full recap of the first five-parter. But the topic this week, and you know, it's kind of true, I think. Are the Transformers Classics toys, are they becoming outdated? I mean, they came out in, what, 2006?
Yeah,
they did,
and we've had like a whole
long time ago.
Several generations of toys since then. Like, you know, whatever you think about, you know, the Drift character is toys awesome. You know, Blur is a good toy. It's the mold is fantastic. He's not necessarily the most, you know, beautiful toy ever, but
I think Blur doesn't work as well with the guns as Drift did with the sword.
Yeah, but they're so poseable. Like all the toys that we're getting now are just, you know. 10 years ago in the action figure, you know, biz, posability became like the hot topic. You know, toys started becoming posable. There was a Spider-Man that had like 32 points of articulation.
Yeah.
But Transformers always lagged behind, and that it only makes sense because of the nature of how the toys and what the toys are. But now, oh my God, I mean, look at Blur. He has like 4 points of articulation just in his leg. That's more than, like, Blur, the original G1 toy had, period.
Yeah, actually, 4 points of articulation in the leg is pretty much standard for what we get in Transformers now.
Yeah, and, of course...
You can basically count on that.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of the classics molds aren't, I don't think, are really holding up that well.
Well, I mean, look at the Seeker mold, for one thing.
Yeah.
They're still reusing it, though.
They are, but it was kind of, it was almost a throwback when it first came out.
Yeah, it wasn't that far beyond the original mold, really.
I mean, it went
beyond it, but it's not like it's this quantum leap. I mean, they literally took the same ideas, the same principles of that original mold and just applied some modern know-how to it.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, years ago, I mean, I postulated that, and it's like, why don't we just, you know, why don't we take the G1 style molds or, you know, models and just add articulation? There's no reason you can't. There's no reason when you pull a toy's leg out that, you know, it can't bend in three or four places as long as you shove it back into place and it stays, you know, like Hot Rod. Or like Blur, even, and they're doing that now. It's insane.
Yeah, I will say, you know what? They have one advantage of now that they have like kind of the rule that hey, when we develop a mold for Generations or Classics or whatever, we want to make sure it's good for two characters at least. I think that probably promotes some degree of extra innovation.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, when you look at Trax, you know, originally I was kind of lukewarm on Trax. I'm still not completely in love with Trax, but knowing that this toy is going to be Wheeljack and he's going to look completely different, and really the only difference is the head. Everything else is just kind of turned a different way and kind of twisted a different way, but he's going to look like a completely different toy. It's pretty amazing.
Actually, and they're massively retooling the legs too.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
But you know, there I mean, like go. Core toy is, you know, for the most part unchanged. The Sideswipe and Sunstreaker mold, same thing. You know, for the most part unchanged. I mean, the fact that they go into their initial meetings knowing that or planning that probably forces them to be even more innovative with these toys at this point than say, we're going to do another Prime or we're going to do just Bumblebee. You know, I mean, it probably pushes them further from at the onset.
What of the classics molds? Which ones have held up the best?
Jetfire, I would say.
I was going to say Jetfire isn't like my least favorite of the. I mean, I'm not crazy about the Jetfire mold. I mean, it's okay.
No, how about Bumblebee?
Bumblebee did pretty well.
It's not an awesome toy.
But it's not a bad one.
A solid toy.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been real partial to that Prime mold.
Which one?
The Classics Prime mold, the Voyager one.
Okay, the Voyager, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's held up pretty well still, I think.
You know, I've owned that mold 3 times, but I've never actually opened it. And Megatron is actually, I never got Classics Megatron. I hate myself for that, but he doesn't look... I've never actually played with it. How is it?
That's
you
fair.
You could probably smack people with it.
I owed it to myself to get a Classics Megatron because of me and Gun Megatrons, and that's not bad.
No, he's not bad. I think everybody like freaked out about him because he was a gun. So he had like this big honeymoon when he debuted, where everybody loved him just because he was a gun. I think he's aged okay.
Yeah, mold-wise, it's still a decent mold. Not to mention, it's a nice homage to the Action Master toy, too, with the colors, which a lot of people, I think, overlooked at first. They're like, what's with the purples and oranges?
Yeah.
Like, well, it's because it can't look like a real gun.
Yeah.
Second, hey, check it out. He looks like another old G1 Megatron now.
Hey, the chat brings up a good one, Mirage.
Mirage is a fantastic toy. Yeah.
Mirage is the best thing to come out of Classics, like, hands down.
Who knew a Mirage toy would be that good and that well-loved?
Yeah, the thing is, you know, he's so skinny and spindly, you would think that he would just be loathed for that, but no.
Wait, Kilby, did you manage to break your collection of Mirage?
I did not break Mirage.
See, now that is a fantastic durable.
It's the first Mirage that I'd ever managed to not break, even counting, like, Energon Mirage.
Ooh.
Huh? Never mind.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm awesome.
Well, I out with Kilby when it comes to breaking toys. It just he does.
I do. Yeah, it's just it's like an aura I have around me. So even you know the toy the way that Hasbro's developing these toys, it's evolving so fast that even like the Universe 2.0 are starting to look you know ragged by comparison.
You know, I've been thinking about that for a little while, and it occurs to me I didn't think that much of the Universe toys when they first came out either.
Cyclonus is fantastic.
Yes.
Cyclonus?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unusual among that line.
I mean,
when you think of
Hound is great. I love Hound.
Hound's good.
I think when you think of Universe, you're more going to think of Sunstreaker and Prowl and Galvatron. And Tankor.
That's fair.
You know, all these stinky parts.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, the Sunstreaker is okay, and I understand why it gets a lot of reuse since there is the two possible robot modes. Plus, it's probably the nicer of the two basic cars they did, but I don't ever want to see that Prowl mold again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I honestly took Universe 2.0 for granted. Because it's just like, okay, I just bought them. I wasn't excited or anything. It's just, okay, cool, a Sunstreaker that isn't Red Prowl. Okay, yay. You know, I was just happy to get them. But then by the time the 25th logo came out and all the really impressive ones came out, I was like, holy crap, these are awesome. Inferno, yay, Clash, Clash, yeah, Hound, way. And it's like I completely forget that the first batch of those part of the same line. It's like, Octane.
Octane, oh God. Poor Octane. Poor Galvatron.
Oh, yeah, and then Galvatron, that was like, who was not excited? Like, yes, a new Galvatron, finally. This is a, what the f*** did I just buy?
Rob.
I'm sorry, that's how angry.
I think that's appropriate in this case. I like the Galvatron toy, but I'm making no pretense that it's good.
No, it's nice to put on the shelf and don't touch.
That's exactly what I'm doing with it. You know, I'll say this. Universe 2.0 Onslaught is one of my most favorite toys ever. In the sense that G1 Metroplex is one of my most favorite toys ever, but it's not that it won't be outdated at some point compared to the generation stuff that's coming out. I mean, it's starting to show, you know, its age too. It's nice and it's poseable, but it doesn't do anything.
You know, I think part of that might be the sculpts, too, because the sculpts for the generation stuff is it's a little more detailed sculpting. Like, look at Cup. He's got a much more true to the cartoon face. Or he's got much more of an emotive face, while, like, Generations Water, it's just dull surprise, you know?
Yeah.
The sculpting's a little more simplistic in order for them to look like the old G1 characters. You know, they made them look like it. And here, like, Retcar, they're like, you know what? They know it's Retcar. Let's go to this. You know, there's all this detail in the sculpting. Mm-hmm. I think that might be a big part of it, too, because for once we're getting G1 characters that are not, well, by necessity or on intention, simplistic looking.
Right.
And that's just theory, but.
No, I agree.
Well, I mean, it's fair to say, too, that with every pass at this, they're refining the art of remaking these classic characters.
Well, you can only make so many damn primes before you get good at it.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah.
At some point, right?
Yeah.
You gotta be good at it. Yeah. Rob brings up a good point, though. Like, the fact that they're copying... Actually, you know, as they go along, they're copying more closely the original designs and the original molds, so... So, you know, the side effect is, yeah, they are going to become, like, more boring. It's not like they take any risks like they did with Grimlock or like you say, you know, with Retcar. They don't do that for the most part.
Well, they sure did take a risk with Cheetor there, didn't they, guys?
Not even fair.
I told
Dinobot.
Just were unusual.
I'm pretty sure if that was just a simple stand-up transformation, we wouldn't have heard any complaining. That would be.
Yeah.
No, Hunchbacky. He's at throwing stars in a club. I'm fast.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Which reminds me, Hotshot.
Yeah, Hotshot. Like Hot he's okay.
Yeah.
I always equated Hotshot to a bad CGI model where the two parts have to occupy the same space at the same time during transformation.
I understand what you're saying by that. I totally get that.
He has to clip into himself to transform.
I agree. That makes sense.
You know, with Hotshot, it's just like if there's ever a really awesome Hotshot toy, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm used to Hotshot being in it. Just like, that's okay.
The first Hotshot had like an awesome gimmick, though. The bizarre
axle.
Yeah, I mean, just Minicon plugs into his butt and he shoots a rocket. What's not to love?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But see, that's another thing, too, that I've noticed. There has never been and probably never will be a Hotshot mold that has normal shoulders.
Because they hurt.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just interesting. I wonder if that became a conscious design choice at some point.
Possibly. By now, obviously. I mean,
Hotshot obviously likes to do shoulder strokes.
Yeah. I mean, but by this point, Jam is canon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been canonized by Hasbro.
Baron Archer has anything to say about
between Hotshot and Classics Cheetor, we're getting a certain slightly slower thinking set of Transformers.
I think they are going to name that Power Core Combiner 5-pack now, anyway.
They're going to completely play it safe and call them, you know, just something really safe, like, I don't know, Child Molester.
Yeah. Bugger.
Dumbass.
They'll call it Bugger or something.
Autobot Anal Leakage. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, you know, of course, you know, they're going to put stickers over the names of the new name, and the bio is going to be really... now. It's going to be like...
It'd be awesome.
Decepticon Warrior is really spastic, all caps, about the most simple inane thing. He gets so upset over...
That's going to be the BotCon version of it, though.
Yes.
Or the third-party version of it, so...
Yeah, whatever.
Let's go ahead and do Twitter Theater. I'm gonna put it up on the screen because I think this deserves
deserves a show.
Exactly. So let me go ahead and start playing it. And while it plays, Rob, tell us about it.
This is a Korean animated movie, which name I cannot pronounce. The only English description is even translated is Transformers versus Tanks in every single file I've seen of it, and it features bootlegged Transformers fighting army guys a whole heck of a lot.
It's the same tank over and over and over again. It's like Hanna-Barbera footage.
And here's the helicopter guy who in another clip of the movie just mercilessly murders the guys. He just comes out the door and is like shooting them. They're like, And here's Reflector actually being badass.
Reflector is awesome.
First time ever.
Yeah.
So is this pre or post G1?
I don't know. I don't have a date stamp on this one like I usually get. If I had the name, I could probably do better as far as finding out when it came out.
I want to watch this for like hours.
You know, chances are it probably exists somewhere dubbed in English because it's a Korean cartoon, but this clip is dubbed in Thai.
If anyone out there actually knows what this is, I want to know because I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
We'll dub it ourselves.
Yes. What's great is the music during this scene while they're just killing the crap out of everyone.
Yes.
It's like...
It's pretty awesome.
Yes, this is
nice.
When that goes to dollar DVD bins, everybody, we're having a release party.
Yeah, I say we do that.
Rob, you need to go cover that live, too.
This is Rob from RFC at Walmart.
Oh, Rob, were you able to get anything for Black Friday?
I did get in line at Toys R Us at 10 o'clock, the Toys R Us is going to open up at 10. And I got talked out of going there Friday by the girlfriend who goes, she was smart. So we went at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Nothing really crazy happened other than the concrete was leaking water. Or there's like a visible hole just spraying water in the parking lot. People kept trying to park in there.
Sounds like Toys R Us to me.
Yeah. I got in and out. And
I don't know what the issue is.
Literally, they were only letting people, groups of 50 in at a time.
Wow.
Like 15 minutes. So literally, I wanted to go because they had the DS version of War for Cybertron for like 10 bucks. So I was like, oh, that's a good deal. Usually it's 30. So let me just go ahead and grab that because I wanted to go out anyway. And then they had like Voyagers and all that. 50% off, but I was really like, this is not the time to be spending money on me. So I was just going to grab my game and get out of here. But they had animated Rodimus. And, you know, even though he rang up as 15 on the ad, they had, like, a picture of anime toys with 50% off. So I got Rodimus because the guy was like, because it wouldn't ring. I was like, you're not going to return this, are you? I was like, you think I'm going to return this after all this? So he rang it up as a robot hero, so I got Rodimus for $4.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Yeah, I just walked out like, the fandom hates me.
Yeah.
I hate you. Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
Sweet. I think that's great. I don't hate you. I think finding great deals is spectacular. That's
I do, too.
But it's only American.
It's great when everyone else is dead.
Black Friday last year, Rob.
Actually was a train wreck.
Were you able to get any audio from Black Friday though, Rob?
No, I did whip out my phone to record some stuff, but it's just like the people in front of us, they would shut up by the time I'd get to record them. I put them on record because the lady, it's winter in Georgia, and this year it's actually a cold winter, and it's like,
is that the night the lights went out in Georgia?
No. It was like the lady behind me is like, she wasn't wearing gloves, and she kept saying, oh, it's so cold. I wish I had gloves. And it's just like, I was expecting a minute, but like, she got on the phone, and she was telling people, there's like 5,000 people here. She was like maybe number 20 in line.
Awesome.
It was like maybe 100. I mean, the only really crazy part was that sinking mud hole in the parking lot. It's like, we were like, everyone was like, don't park here, you'll get stuck. And then all of a sudden, Prius would pull up and try to park anyway.
Nice.
I was like, guys, quit telling them they'll get stuck. You know, they won't know till we've left.
Remember last year, the Black Friday I went to, there was this dude who was just doing nothing but swearing incessantly about Zuzu Pets and what he had to do to people to get them at Toys R Us. So,
wow. I'm,
this year,
no pending over.
No, this year I went to Walmart and they were giving out 5-hour energy shots. That was genius. That was
wow.
the best thing
genius.
Ever.
Yeah, great
idea. I only had
for
one.
For free?
Oh. Yeah, for free.
That's a great idea.
But it's the pomegranate.
Like dollar store ones, was it?
No, it was 5-hour energy. It was real stuff.
So you see 17-year-olds running in there, getting them, and then going out the door, coming back in, getting it again.
I didn't
somebody
hang around
dies, 5-hour energy, no longer sold.
Yeah. Okay, anything else, guys?
You have to put a warning on the label.
Not for kids.
Okay, so I guess that does it for Radio Free Cybertron for this week. We will be back next week. Don't forget about our contest. Go to tfradio.net/contests. You can also follow us on Twitter at tfradio, Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. If you look for TF Radio, it's probably us or porn. Mm-hmm. We will see you next week if you're watching live. Stay tuned for new Soundwave. Thanks.
It could be bold.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See ya.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.